prison. Congress votes to legalize torture. They say Guantanamo.
Thursday, June 25th, 2009. This was, according to some, National Torture Accountability Action Day. There were demonstrations calling for criminal investigations in several cities across the country. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, a small but spirited group gathered in the Harvard Square pit for 5 hours to publicly raise the issue. Ralph Lopez is with the National Accountability Action Movement.
This is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, a Green. All Americans must stand against torture and against illegal detention and for their Constitution. The Sixth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, which men fought and died for, says the following: all Americans shall be guaranteed a jury trial by a trial of his peers, to be presented with evidence and witnesses against him, and given the chance to confront that evidence. That is your birthright. When you were born, you had those rights. You didn't have to do anything else to get those rights, because men already bled and fought and died for them. And now they are in limbo because George Bush thought he could take them away, and Barack Obama so far has not contradicted that. You can still be picked up as an enemy combatant this minute, right now. Anybody here can be picked up and taken away and never heard from again, and it is perfectly legal. That is the change, the supposed change in the law that George Bush made, and that is illegal, and that is treason. I will tell you why it's treason, because the President of the United States and Barack Obama as well take an oath when they take office to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution of the United States. Every American military officer, when he takes his oath, doesn't say a single thing about supporting the president, does not take an oath to be loyal to the commander-in-chief, does not take an oath to defend and obey the commander-in-chief. There's not a single word about that in his oath. His oath is one thing and one thing alone: to uphold, protect, and defend the United States Constitution. They are ordered, their oath requires them to lay down their lives for that document and nothing else. At or near the main gate of every single American military base in Iraq is an image of the Twin Towers. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you how effective the lies were that these soldiers were fed when they were told that they were going to attack those who attacked us in Iraq, which had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. And that is what these soldiers were thinking and are thinking when they beat prisoners and kick prisoners and strangle prisoners and otherwise mistreat them. They think that they are getting back at the people who attacked us on 9/11. And why in the world would they think that? Why in the world would they think that? Because George W. Bush and Dick Cheney went on TV over and over and over and said, quote, "We are taking the fight to those who attacked us." This is in 2004, 2005. Al-Qaeda and Saddam are the same. They work in concert. These have been revealed to be blatant lies. It's been debunked over and over, and you have a Congress sitting there in Washington with its hands over its ears and their hands over their eyes, pretending that they see and hear nothing. This has got to stop, and the only way it's going to stop is by us.
Ralph Lopez speaking in the Harvard Square pit. Susan McLucas was one of the organizers of the event held in coordination with the National Day of Action.
The group War Criminals Watch, which grew out of World Can't Wait, organized it. I guess the biggest one is in Washington, and I don't know how many cities are doing it, but it's here in Boston, and warcriminalswatch.org, I believe, is the website. It's on our handout here. The guys are still in Guantanamo. Obama has said that people can be held at Bagram as long as he feels like keeping them, and they don't have a right to challenge their detention. So that's a step backwards.
So the love affair with Obama is slowly ebbing away, huh?
Yeah, he better really do some good stuff fast if he wants to keep our good feelings.
Sarah Rasmaji of Code Pink was wearing a shirt with two images. One of the photo of the tortured, hooded Iraqi prisoner standing on a box with electric wires attached to his fingers, and the other of a hooded Statue of Liberty. She had a personal stake in this day.
It really hits home because my husband, who died 2 years ago, was Iraqi. And I have to say, these bodies of these men, it was like him. It was a small, you know, darker-skinned men. And they were being tortured. And it really got to me very personally, as well as in the big context of it. It was just terrible. And I think that the war and the torture, all the facts that came out, the horror that we inflicted on his native country, absolutely had a great deal to do with his death, you know, with his illness and death. So.
Just too much for him to bear.
It was, yes. I think there's a lot of collateral damage from the wars that we are causing all over the world. And then we wonder why people hate the United States, why people are hostile to us. I mean, it's right.
We do understand that the Bush administration committed these atrocities, and yeah. You're here today to call for justice against those atrocities.
We want justice, and we want Obama to take responsibility that he has as president to do something. It's his presidency now. He has to take responsibility. We have got to go after these criminals who have authorized the torture, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the rest. And we've got to have a special prosecutor. Holder has to do something. If we're ever going to have any credibility in the world, how can we criticize Ahmadinejad when our country is blowing people up every day and we cannot prosecute people for their terrible crimes, war crimes and torture? You know? What kind of country is it, you know?
Sarah Rosmarjorie, doing her best to raise conscience. Again, here's organizer Susan McLucas.
So, it's really shameful, and we're asking for people not to forget about the fact that all these years later, many thousands of people are still being detained in all kinds of places, in Guantanamo, at Bagram Air Base. Almost every military base has a little corner where they keep people, and they just torture them when they feel like it. They say they're doing interrogations, but they're just torturing people. And it's really, it's terrible what it does to our soldiers who go off to serve their country, many of them with high-minded ideals, and they've been inspired because they see we're under attack. 9/11, we don't know who did 9/11, but anyhow, we're under attack by somebody, terror. So you gotta go get terror, but you can't get terror. And so it just spirals out of control. We say we want to prosecute the people responsible for this. Prosecute Dick Cheney, who actually knew what he was doing, and Rumsfeld. So I'm glad you're out here to say you're not okay with this. And we hope that the government gets the message from us and from all the demonstrations all around the country today saying the same thing, which is call Eric Holder and demand a special prosecutor to prosecute the war crimes of the Bush administration. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. What brought you down from Vermont?
Oh, geez. We came down because we believe that the people have to be held accountable for torture.
So you drove down from Vermont just to be here in the Harvard Square pit today?
Yeah. It was one of the national sites where people could make a statement. I mean, because this is as much Barack's problem now, we think anyway, as it was Bush Cheney. I mean, it's still going on at Bagram. It's got to be stopped. Yeah, I don't think Barack wants to be called a war criminal, so I hope it stops soon rather than later.
Well, thank you for coming down and making a public statement about it.
You're welcome.
And your name is?
Ed Fulton.
Ed, from Vermont. People are coming over from all over New England to sit here in the Harvard Square pit. You came from Providence?
Yeah, this was actually a divine providence. I showed up, I saw a flyer. I didn't intend to come to a demonstration today, but when I saw the flyer, I was like, I definitely want to be involved.
You were opposed to the Bush administration and the war when it started.
Absolutely. In fact, the person I was with romantically for 3 years had to go to Iraq, one of the first people to be on the ground there. But it should also be stated that I'm against Barack Obama's stay on torture and habeas corpus being suspended. Like, he's our elected president right now. We got to hold his feet to the fire, too, because he's not changing too much, and it's disappointing.
So how are you feeling about being out here?
I'm really glad I came because, honestly, I've been feeling really isolated, and I want to meet people and talk to people who are also, like, concerned about the course of our government. So it's kind of nice.
How do you think the reaction has been for passerbyers?
It's a little disappointing, honestly. But I have high ideals and standards for my fellow Americans.
Well, thank you for sharing those ideals. And your name is?
April Reed.
April, thank you for being out here today.
Thank you.
Jean Miller, an anti-torture activist, took the mic and read from a book called Poems from Guantanamo.
You know, it was not easy to write poems in Guantanamo. Some of them were written on styrofoam cups with pebbles or toothpaste. Some were just remembered. And if they were written on styrofoam cups at the end of the day, they frequently ended up in the rubbish. So the fact that we have these poems makes them a real treasure. This one is by Osama Abu Kabir. He is a Jordanian water truck driver who worked for the municipality of Greater Amman. And one of the justifications offered for his continued detention is that he was captured wearing a Casio digital watch, a brand supposedly favored by members of Al-Qaeda, because some models may be used as bomb detonators. Is it true that birds will migrate home again? Is it true that the salmon swim back up their stream? It is true. This is true. These are all miracles. But is it true that one day we'll leave Guantanamo Bay? Is it true that one day we'll go back to our homes? I sail in my dreams. I am dreaming of home. To be with my children, each one part of me. To be with my wife and the ones that I love. To be with my parents, the world's tenderest hearts. I dream to be home. To be free from this cage. But do you hear me, O judge? Do you hear me at all? We are innocent here. We've committed no crime. Set us free. If anywhere still, justice and compassion remain in this world.
Demonstrators making their case at the Harvard Square Pit in Cambridge, Massachusetts on National Torture Accountability Action Day, June 25, 2009. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina.
They will make it go away or just claim that it's okay when their cruel and brutal treatment comes to light. Oh, Geneva Conventions don't apply. Oh, Geneva Conventions don't apply. They just round up who they please and they beat them to their knees. Oh, Geneva Conventions don't apply.